Hi everyone, this is Chandler Frazier-Pauls and welcome back to Admission Insight. As summer nears, we are excited to bring you a conversation with Sean Davies, who is the Director of Summer Programs at the Pennington School. He dives into what summer programs are looking like now and what they'll look like in the future. He also gives great advice on how to make the most of your summer at an independent school. We think you will really enjoy this one and we hope you have a great finish to the school year. Until next time, let's go!
So you say you want to apply. Private school, we're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Hi everyone, this is Chandler Frazier-Pauls. I'm back with a new episode today. We're here with Sean Davies, our Director of Summer Programs here at the Pennington School. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Chandler. Thanks for having me in the studio today.
Our fancy studio. We have a great setup here. Sean, let's jump in. Introduce yourself. Give us a quick background on who Sean Davies is.
All right. So, like Chandler said, my name is Sean Davies. I'm a native New Jerseyan. From South Jersey, Cape May area. I grew up down there and went to school in central Pennsylvania at Millersville University. I then moved back to New Jersey where I spent a long time in the coaching world, soccer. And I most recently was a teacher at Princeton Junior School in PE. And then I had an opportunity to move over to Pennington full time last year. So here I am.
Awesome. I had the pleasure of working with you in the admission office at Pennington last year, and that was a great experience. You know, gotten to know you through soccer and all of that as well. We are lucky to have you. So this is year two for you at the Pennington School.
Correct.
How's your experience been in the community?
It's been amazing. I think community is a word that a lot of schools try to use and try to, as you know, a way to describe how they are. And you know, the one thing Pennington does really well is they truly stand by that word. The word community is what makes Pennington stand out from other schools, in my opinion. I had the opportunity to go as a PG to one of our another private school or independent school, and it's just different. And it's very hard to explain, but community is what makes Pennington stand out, in my opinion.
That's fantastic. And, you know, obviously I'm biased as well, but it is a special place. So you came here last year, worked in admissions, got a taste of that. Yeah. Now you took on the role of the Director of Summer Programs. Mm-hmm. So with those two experiences now under your belt, you know, what advice can you give to prospective families who are looking at independent schools in general?
I think, you know, summer programs are a great way to get a feel for the school, not only the physical, obviously, location of the school, but also the programming that they offer and the people that are involved with the programming. Because most of the time, the people that are involved with the programming who are running the camps are typically teachers, and they're typically in affiliation with the school. So I think it's just a great way to kind of get an understanding of what your experience in the actual, if you were to attend that school, will be like. So I would say follow your gut too. You know, it's look beyond the glitz and the glamour and dig a little bit deeper. Focus on more than just what you see. Focus on, like we just talked about, the community and what it makes you feel like.
Yeah. No, that's great advice. So now, speaking more, you know, specifically about summer programs, what is the summer program looking like at Pennington right now? You know, give us a little overview of that.
Well, we, you know, the previous summer programs director, Elliot Coates, did an amazing job of putting together a quality program, and he really grew this into something special, and I really had a chance to experience that last year working with him. And, you know, so I'm just kind of running with it. And one of our, you know, obviously our outdoor adventure programs are always big. They pretty much sell out immediately. This year we did pare down a little bit. We're going to be running between 55 and 60 camps. And we also introduced a day camp this year, which is focused on children ages 6 to 10. That was a big part of one of our surveys last year. We got a lot of feedback about that age range. So that's something we wanted to offer for the community. And it's been really successful in terms of registration. We've sold the majority of weeks out. And it's going to be a really amazing, amazing day camp, I think, to continue to use that as an opportunity to reach out to the younger younger age demographic, and then eventually feed them into to Pennington as a student.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds, you know, like you have a plan, and we can't wait to, you know, watch it unfold. So, you know, you touched on, you know, why it's important for families to get involved with summer programs. You know, the people, getting to know the people, all sure. of that. Say I'm a newly enrolled family at Pennington or another independent school in the area. You know, how does a family make the most of their summer at an independent school or a place like Pennington?
So I think one of the great things about summer programs at any school is that it gives you an opportunity to pursue a passion, but it also offers an opportunity to pursue something that you've never done before. So, you know, let's say you've never played tennis and you've always wanted to. You can take a tennis camp and you don't have to worry about being good necessarily. It's just a great opportunity to learn. So I think it offers both ends of the spectrum. It's for if you have a passion for something that you've done in the past or that you currently do, you can improve and work on that passion and really enjoy it, or you can try something new. And I think that's the beauty of summer programs. It allows both ends.
Yeah, and we always talk about that in independent schools, how, you know, you can be a part of so many different things, right? You can follow your path of things you love, but also yeah. try new things. And I yeah. think that, as you said, kind of goes over, you know, into summer programs, and that's super important for you know, prospective students, newly enrolled students, mm-hmm. And all of the above. So that's great. All right, so let's play a little game here. Get to know our director of summer programs. We're going to go rapid-fire questions, okay? Just a few. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
Your favorite food in the dining hall here at Pennington?
Oh, they did only twice. They did a butternut squash and parsnip soup. That's
wow.
my favorite.
That sounds all right. I like it. Okay. We know you're the soccer coach here at Pennington, or one of them. Best memory of coaching soccer here while at Pennington?
My experience when we won the Mercer County title for the first time, realizing what we were going to be doing in the future and realizing how good the team was and what a great feeling it was to win a big game like that.
Amazing, amazing. What's the next place on your travel bucket list and why?
Probably Disney, because my wife is obsessed.
I heard rumors you guys drove to Disney.
We did drive to Disney, and it was fun.
That's awesome.
it was awesome. Actually a good experience.
That's fantastic. What was the last TV show you binge-watched?
Oh, American Auto.
Oh.
If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. If you're a fan of The Office, it's kind of Office-esque. It's a super underrated show. Highly recommend
okay.
it.
Okay, that's high praise right there. Yeah. All right, and last of our rapid-fire questions, what would be the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery?
Oh my gosh, pay off my house. And I guess pretty much everybody would say that. But I would just not want to have any financial worries in my life.
Fair enough.
And I would stay right where I was.
There you go. I love it. Okay. So as we wrap this up, where can we find more information regarding summer programs for Pennington?
Sure. So on our website, it's penningtonsummers.com. And we'll also be at the upcoming Pennington Day. So if you'd like to talk in person, but you can always go to our website. And then we also have Instagram.
Awesome.
You can just search it.
And you still have space available for your camps this summer?
We do. Yes, we have a number of areas. Unfortunately, most of our outdoor adventures are sold out, but we do have our stand-up paddle and surf adventures program is still open. We have probably 8 registration spots available. But yeah, everything else is open.
Fantastic. All right, last question.
Yep.
If you, Sean Davies, could mm-hmm. attend one of your camps this summer, which one would you attend?
Ooh, interesting question. I would say, so a lot of people don't know this about me. I actually like art a lot.
Okay.
And I can draw, and I like to paint. I like using different mediums. I'm not saying I'm a professional by any means, but I really enjoy it. It's very relaxing for me.
Yeah.
And then the other one, so I would say like anything that's like drawing and painting camp or Anything on the art side, photography, drawing and painting, that would be one. Lego, one of the Lego camps would be number two. And then I would love, actually I might do it anyway, I might just do it, the improv camp.
There you
go. I just
think
that would be so cool.
It does sound like a cool one. So. Well, that's awesome. You know, I won't take offense that you didn't say basketball camp, but...
I'm not very good at basketball.
Sean Davies, thank you for your time today. Here's to a great summer. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Chandler. I appreciate it.